Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck Show. Jordy Feetplatt joined by Mission's outfielder, Braden Karpathios. Braden, you decided to go the junior college route out of high school. What were some of the conversations like with your family about that, and kind of where did you land with making that decision?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have much of a choice. I committed to Coastal Carolina early and then ended up losing my scholarship there. Just wasn't getting stuff done in the classroom. And then, at that point, I kind of knew that, you know, playing pro ball was always my dream. And, went to Hartford. They gave me an opportunity to pitch and to hit. And thankful enough, the Padres saw something in me, and now we're here.
What do you think makes JUCO baseball unique? That type of experience, what does that teach you that maybe someone who went to a D1 and comes right through into pro ball, what do they not get from that experience?
I don't know. I would say most of us at JUCO were all in the same spot. So, you know, we knew that we had to, you know, work our butts off 24/7, do the extra work late at night. I mean, I remember we would go in the cages at like 12:30 at night sometimes and hit just to try and get out of there. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, that's the end goal. You want to play there for 2 years, 1 year, and then transfer hopefully to a D1 or get signed. So, I will say that, I mean, obviously it's no new news. You go to a D1 school, a four-year school, and you probably get a little bit more exposure and, you know, probably get better people working with you. But, my time at Hartford was insane. I mean, we had a great team, great coaching staff, and, you know, they played a big role as to why I'm here now as well.
What was the process like getting in contact with the Padres? How did that sort of play out, and how pumped were you to get into pro ball that quickly?
Yeah, I mean, so my scout, Danny Sater, I think it would have been my junior year is when we first got in contact, and then ended up not playing that year because it was my COVID, or the year that COVID happened, and then not sure how much I would have played anyway just because I got Tommy John my junior year as well. But that's how kind of the ball started rolling, and then obviously followed me my senior year of high school, and then ended up not getting drafted that year, and then played my year at Hartford, and we kept in contact throughout, you know, the last 2 years of, you know, high school and JUCO, and we formed a great relationship, so we never stopped talking to each other. And then got invited to a summer workout in Petco, and then after that still kept in contact, and then they called me in like the 18th round, and they were like, hey, we have a free agent spot for you, you're gonna take it. And I mean, it was a no-brainer for me, you know, so happy for the opportunity.
What have you taken away from the Padres org now? You've been in the system a handful of years. What makes it special, and what are the biggest takeaways that you're getting from these coaches and these staffs?
I think, you know, they have confidence in all the guys that they draft or sign, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're a first rounder or a free agent, you know, they treat everyone the same, and you still got to work your butt off and, you know, come out here and compete every day, and that's all they care about. You know, they want winners, they want people that can eventually help get up to the big league level, and, you know, that's what they've been teaching ever since I got here. So it's been nothing but good things on this side from this org, and they've helped me tremendously throughout the last, 4 years, I guess. This will be my fourth full year.
You had a big power bump last year with the 15 homers. What were some of the things that you were working with from the coaching that kind of allowed you to take that step forward, and how gratifying was it to see that play out?
Yeah, I mean, I was never really a home run hitter. And then, I mean, last year, I mean, I think it was like 3 weeks in, 4 weeks into the season maybe, I was talking to our hitting coach, Anir, and it was like, kind of just like, say, screw it. So stop trying to be so perfect on every pitch. You know, like the game's hard enough as it is. You know, we got 95 mile an hour fastballs, 100 mile an hour fastballs coming to us. You know, there's no time to try and be perfect, really. So kind of just like, I mean, a lot of it helped with, you know, my approach, getting in the right counts to be able to kind of not free swing, but, you know, get my swing off, not always being in two strike counts where I'm trying to have to battle. So I think it was a mix of things, just saying screw it and, you know, like I said, stop trying to be perfect and be able to get my swing off, essentially.
You went to the Fall League. That's obviously a special opportunity for any minor leaguer that gets to go down there. What did you learn from all the guys you were around, not to mention all the coaching staff that was there?
I think it was, you know, it was cool because you go from, you know, playing in a season, like a whole season with, you know, same teammates, and then I got to go to the fall league, and I mean, just to see everyone, you know, everyone's trying to get the same spot, you know what I mean? We're all kind of at the same point, and, you know, in our career in the minor league so far, and, you know, you just want to make the best of it. And we had fun with it too. Like I said, long season, everyone was pretty gassed, pretty tired, you know what I mean? 400, 500 at-bats before the fall league, and, you know, made the most of it, got to pick a bunch of their brains. I mean, I'll keep saying this, there's a bunch of talent. I mean, almost everyone in there was a first or second rounder, you know what I mean? So there I am, a free agent coming in there, and I'm like, do I belong here? I don't know. But, you know, it was good to pick their brains and, you know, see how they go about their business day in and day out.
How does pushing through that kind of give you the strength to start up a whole other season here? You're getting to be in a familiar place where you finished last year in Double-A.
Yeah, I mean, it helped a lot. I mean, one thing that I've learned throughout the course of the years playing is, you know, you're not always gonna go out and have 12 hits a week, you know what I mean? So, you know, I've struggled a little bit lately. The team struggled a little bit lately. We're not, you know, no one's where they want to be. And, you know, like I said, we're out here every day grinding, working our butts off to try and get back to, you know, the baseball we know how to play, the baseball I know how to play, and, you know, understanding it's a long season. So just try not to press too much, and like I said earlier, just kind of say screw it. Go play baseball. We're all good enough. We're here for a reason, so just go out and play ball.
What does the walk-off hit that you had on Saturday do for you and your confidence, and also just for the team picking up that first home win?
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, it wasn't just me. I mean, Tuck coming in off the bench, I don't know much about him, but I don't know if he's played right field a lot in his life. So, you know, that was huge. I mean, the pitching staff keeping us in the game. And I mean, yeah, the at-bat gave me some confidence in the end, but I'm just happy that, you know, we got the team winning.
What stands out about this group in particular? Where do you see some of the strengths, and what kind of brings everybody together?
I think we have a little bit of everything, you know what I mean? There's some draft guys, there's some free agent guys, like Verdugo coming in, or new, Tuck coming in new. There's some pitchers that are coming in new, and I think we're all getting to the point where we're starting to get close with each other and, you know, messing around with each other in the clubhouse, having fun. So I think there's a lot of good baseball to come once we get the ball rolling a little bit here.
Thank you so much for your time, Braden.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll be right back with starting lineups and first pitch from Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland.